students who have been impacted by the foster care system have experienced challenges that may exceed students sometimes' capacity to be able to navigate successful transition into a four-year context. I mean, their traditional developmental process is interrupted by way of the trauma and experience of being placed in the foster care. So it would make sense why some might not be there developmentally, in part because they haven't had equal and equitable experiences to some of their peers to be able to develop in ways that kids are privileged to, you know, do. And so two-year institutions provide an opportunity for students to really firm up what their aspirations and educational goals are in ways that four-year institutions are less forgiving, particularly as it relates to debt, in terms of, you know, paying loans and so forth, and clarity about what your professional aspirations might be or not be. So I think it provides sometimes a more safe route for students who may be still in the exploratory stage about what their interests are, but still make progress educationally. So I certainly support it. Actually, most youth who've been impacted by the foster care system start at two-year community colleges, in part because of some of the academic challenges that surface for them while in foster care and the time in which they miss schools because of placement changes or just some of the instability that they've experienced. Two-year colleges provide an easier start sometimes.